Our last Siddur snippet, we discussed the Birchas HaTorah and the Bracha of Aharevna, the plea to Hashem to sweeten Torah in our mouths and in the mouths of our children. And when we live with a sense of geshmak, the beauty, the sweetness of Torah, then we're guaranteed continuity among our children. We ask, the Gemara says that Shelo Birchu BaTorah Tchila. Kodesh Baruch Hu says the reason that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed is because we didn't recite the Bracha on Torah first. We quoted the Ran, and we quoted the Baal Shem Tov. But I heard a beautiful explanation in the name of Rav Meir Ugent, who said, what does it mean, Shelo Berechu BaTorah Tchila? They didn't recite Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is the Bracha Me'ula Shebebrachos. It's such a holy, sanctified Bracha. It has to be said with Simcha. How could they have neglected it? What does it mean they omitted this Bracha? Rabbi Ugent explained, it doesn't mean that they left out the bracha before they learned. It's not referring to Birchas HaTorah at all. Shelo Birchu BaTorah Tchila. When they gave a bracha to their children, when they went to get a bracha from someone else, Lo Birchu BaTorah Tchila. The first bracha wasn't for Torah. It was for Parnasa. It was for Nachas. It was for Gezunt. It was for material success. It was for all kinds of other variables and wishes. But Shelo Birchu BaTorah, said Rabbi Ugent, means that their priority, they didn't communicate, they didn't live by example in their own lives, that Torah is our priority. Shelo Birchu BaTorah Tchila. We say the Birchas HaTorah in the morning in order to align and calibrate our priorities, that we are Torah personalities, we're Torah Jews, that we interpret and filter the whole world through Torah, and we bring a Torah perspective to all that we do. The third and final bracha of Birchas HaTorah is the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim V'Nasan Lenu Es Torah So, Baruch Ata Hashem, Nosein HaTorah. This bracha is familiar to us because it's the same bracha recited when a person gets an aliyah. This third bracha has two components to it. Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim, it references that we were chosen from all the nations of the world. We are Kodesh Baruch Hu's emissaries, his ambassadors in this world. It's not so much that we were chosen as that we are the choosing people. Our great-great-grandfather Avram lived in a world that was self-centered, narcissistic, that was pagan, and he was able to transcend all those influences. His tent wasn't closed, it was open on all four sides. He was selfless, not selfish. He wasn't a pagan, he didn't worship idols. He discovered Hashem. He absolutely promoted ethical monotheism. And so Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim, we were chosen because we are the choosing people, but we are a people. And the second half of the bracha, V'nasan lanu es Torah so, is that after we were forged and we became a people, then we stood at the base of our Sinai, then Hashem gave us a Torah. We have two brisim, there are two covenants that we're part of, Bris Avos and Bris Sinai. On the one hand, there's the covenant of peoplehood, of nationhood. There are so many among our people, tragically, who don't embrace Torah the way we do, who don't observe Torah, who don't see the primacy of Torah. But nevertheless, there's a bris avos. We're part of one people, one nation, one family. We descend from one group of forefathers and foremothers, patriarchs and matriarchs. We have the bris avos. But it's complemented by the bris Sinai. Not only are we a people, but the goal of our being a people was that we stood at Sinai. We were charged with a mission. We were empowered with all of this lifestyle of 613 mitzvos times many more. And this bracha reminds us of the two. Which part comes first? Asher bachar banu mikol amim. To be part of a people is a prerequisite to accepting and living Torah. And when we say the Birchas HaTorah in the morning, we affirm and remind ourselves that just as we stood at Har Sinai, Vayachanu Sham Neged Ahar, Yisrael Neged Ahar, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, we were one people with one heart. So too, it's not Nasan Lanu Es Toraso and Asher Bachar Banu. First is peoplehood. We're a family. We're one. We're unified. We focused on what we have in common. And only then when we feel we're part of a people, only when we have a sense of unity, only then do we transition to V'Nasan Lanu Es Toraso, do we acknowledge Hashem gave us the Torah. The Arizal is quoted by the Kitzer and many others as saying that in the morning, before we begin to daven, person has to say, Hare ani mekabal alai, I accept upon myself mitzvos v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Person has to accept upon themselves to love all Jews as themselves. Because we're reenacting this prerequisite to Har Sinai. Before we can talk to and hear from Hashem, we have to commit to love His children, our siblings, our fellow family. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Just like none of us want to talk to someone who mistreats, who's unkind, who is judgmental of our children. We feel connected only to those who love our children. So too Hashem wants to connect with us when we show that we love His other children. So v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, the Arizal says, before you begin to daven, in the morning we have to accept upon ourselves. And we remind ourselves of this when we say Birchas HaTorah. Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim, V'nasalanu es toraso. First, asher bachar banu, we're part of a people, bris avos. We're part of a nation, we're part of a family. V'yahavta l'reach kamocha, we love all our fellow Jews. But then, v'nasalanu es toraso, when we fulfill that prerequisite, we're ready to receive the Torah. The Tzlach points out, the end of the bracha is, it says, v'nasan lanu, Hashem gave us, but the bracha then ends not with the past tense, v'nasan, but baruch atah Hashem nosein ha-Torah. He's the giver of Torah. We, through reciting Birchas HaTorah, and with what we do immediately following, by engaging in the actual practice of learning Torah, we turn Hashem from a nasan, someone who previously gave in history in the past, to nosein ha-Torah. He is giving the Torah each and every day, every moment of every day. We open a sefer, we listen to a WhatsApp, we turn on a shir. Every time we hear Torah, we learn Torah, we engage Torah, we transform the experience from a piece of history, from vinasan, to a piece of our present and of shaping our destiny. From nasan lanu to nosein haTorah, we turn it into the present. We completed the three brachos, understanding the transition from lasok, that we're occupied with Torah, we never take a break, we never have a hefsek. The ha'arevna, the sweetness of Torah, and tarovis, that Torah should be integrated into our lives. And then the two halves, asher bacharbanu and v'nasalanu, our affirmation, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, we love our fellow Jews, we're part of a people, we're part of a nation, and we accept upon ourselves the yoke of Torah, the responsibility and accountability of Torah, and now we're ready to begin learning Torah. And so tomorrow we'll continue with the psukim we learn, and then the brisa that we engage as well.